Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today examines the Agribusiness Development Corporation and what it has or hasn't done since its creation. Stuart Yurton covers economic issues for Honolulu Civil Beat and joins us this morning. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine.
So your story is about an audit that was just released.
Yes, it was. The Hawaii State Auditor came out with an audit of the Hawaii Agribusiness Development Corporation, as you mentioned, and it was a very scathing audit. Not a lot of good news about this agency in the report. And, you know, one of the things that's, in a way, most troubling about this is that, you know, this has been discussed and had been discussed for years before the audit actually was approved by the legislature. The Agribusiness Development Corporation had resisted and opposed having this audit done. At one point, the executive director, Jimmy Nakatani, said that it was he was too busy to be audited. And so they had plenty of lead time to get things together. And according to the audit, they just didn't.
Now, Jimmy Nakatani, I think for folks who may not know, was a former agriculture director for the state. So, some of the findings in this audit, pretty surprising because, you know, as the head of a state agency like that, you'd think that he would know what needs to get done.
Right, to get things together. And again, when we talk about some of the minute things that we think of in an audit, you know, the auditor said that the office really was in disarray. Files were all over the place. In many cases, documents that seemed to be needed to manage this type of organization were just missing or didn't exist at all.
Yeah, and this corporation's been around for a while.
Right. It's been around for 25 years. And just to give people an understanding of what it does, it's set up to convert old plantation land into more diversified agriculture, different types of crops that can be used to make money, either to export or to grow for local consumption, really recreate our agriculture industry.
Right. I mean, you know, we've all heard diversify, but, you know, when sugar and pineapple go under, you know, you got to look at, okay, what else can we do?
Right. So they've been buying up land. And again, we're talking about a lot of money. I mean, appropriated from the legislature $250 million in recent years to buy up land. They've bought up a bunch of land. And it just hasn't happened, this recreation of and creation of a new type of ag industry led by this organization really just has not occurred.
Now, they bought up some of these the lands that belong to the plantations, and your story mentions that the lawmakers appropriated, what, $250 million over the years?
Yes. Right. So it's quite a bit of money. I don't know if all of that has been spent, but quite a bit has been spent. And the organization has broad powers to buy land. They can do things without the normal sort of oversights that other agencies have, which makes this all the more worrisome that they just have not been doing things according to plan, according to the law, even according to the auditor. One of the things that was missing was a sort of comprehensive plan for doing all this that's required by law, setting up this agency, just hasn't been done. And when they asked the executive director why it hadn't been done, he said, "It's all in here," and pointed to his head.
Okay, but you think you need to get that down on paper so everybody can see what the plan is.
Right, well, you would think.
So then, you know, we've got this audit, and it seems to me that in this pandemic, you know, we've heard lots of talk about, you know, looking for other ways to, you know, drive our economic engine, and you would think agriculture would be it.
Well, for sure. I mean, we have huge resources in land. It's very good land. We could use it to make money, to export things, or to grow food for our own consumption, keep money here instead of sending our money elsewhere to bring food from elsewhere. We could grow our own food and keep the money in the local economy. I can say this, based on our comments and a state legislature later posted the audit as well, there are a lot of people very upset about this, and again, including some state legislators who are discussing it on a Facebook stream. And again, our readers are really not happy with this situation.
Yes, I saw the comments. They're just piling up. But yeah, thank you so much, Stuart. Appreciate your story.
Thank you, Catherine. Thanks for giving us the time to talk.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.